And one issue on which Trump was very different from Mrs. Clinton and from the whole foreign policy establishment was on our relationship with Russia. We now, this is me speaking, not Trump, are in a Cold War much more dangerous than the 40-year Cold War that we thought it ended. There are three places where Russia and America could very easily suddenly be in a hot war. That's the Baltic regions, that's Ukraine, and that's Syria. Trump has said that he wants to do something about it to improve it. What he said is very fragmentary, but very different from what other people have said. He says he wants to work with President Putin. He said he thinks it would be great if Russia and the United States united to fight terrorism in Syria. He hasn't said anything about Ukraine. But these are pressing issues. If Trump were to move, and he shouldn't do this publicly, he should begin privately, but if he were to move toward a détente, as we used to call it, a reduction of conflict in the relationship with Russia, and to open cooperation, let's say in Syria, he will find himself opposed by a fierce and powerful pro-Cold War coalition, Democratic and Republican, and including the media, here in the United States. He will have to fight very hard. The other side of that story is that foreign policy is the one area where an American president can do things pretty much on his own. He doesn't need congressional support unless he wants a treaty. The question is Trump really going to do it? And you might ask, is President Putin ready for this? I think he
is.
But whether Trump will now move, we'll see. Because remember what else happened, Sophie. It's very bad. On the one hand, it was good that there was a little discussion of Russia in our presidential campaigns. But the discussion was terrible. It was poisonous. The Clinton campaign indulged in neo-McCarthyism. They accused Trump and anybody who thought Trump had a good idea about Russia policy of being puppets of the Kremlin. This is beyond disgusting. We went through this many years ago in the United States. It damaged our country very badly. I don't know. The poison is in our political bloodstream. Will it go away with Trump's victory? I doubt it. Therefore, Trump needs supporters in this country who did not vote for him.